I think things went quite smoothly. It was a good quiz, enjoyed by all.
And everyone has said so, for which I'm immensely grateful. I'm just exhausted. I'm totally drained emotionally and intellectually. But, yes, I mean, apart from the obvious that there were some questions that a particular group found quite easy, then it was all pretty much pitched where I wanted it to, and the other scores were very much in a close band.
Yes.
So it was tight. Apart
yes.
From the obvious.
And there was one particular question that I liked. I don't think anyone would have got the answer, and that was the bingo question to do with Gandhi. What was the question again? Can you remember?
That was the bingo caller would shout out Gandhi's breakfast.
Gandhi's breakfast. And the answer again?
80. Composed of 8 nothing.
Yeah, probably not the question to give to the Indian High Commission, but
well,
never mind.
No, I would eschew that if the opportunity arose.
Yeah, so have you always been a keen quizzer?
I've always loved quizzing. It's only really since I came back to France that I've had the opportunity to do it on a regular basis. But throughout my life I've been... partaking quizzes periodically. I actually once appeared on Radio Leicester, where Newtown Linford got thrashed soundly by a suburb of Leicester in their radio quiz. So. But yes, I've always enjoyed quizzing. I used to get quiz books for Christmas and birthday presents, and my mother, God bless her, would actually give me quizzes as opposed to watching television. So I used to know every capital, and Dr. Bandar Nayaka was first president of Ceylon and that type of thing. That's all
useful knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I doubt if you're asked that one very much.
No.
But I was very pleased to see that you were setting tonight's quiz, because that meant that your team couldn't win for once. Okay, now, so I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but you used to teach English or drama at a school in Salisbury.
English, yes.
And one of your students was the Beast, who appears on The Chase, Mark Labette.
That's right, yes.
What was he like in those days?
Very charming.
I don't think he'd be listening to this, by the way.
No, but probably not, but he was a little difficult to reconcile the size of young Mark. There were 3 brothers, I think, and he was the one I taught drama in the first year. But no, he was very charming, very nice.
Good.
They
and,
all were, actually.
And quite a good quizzer.
Reasonable.
And talking of brothers, there was another bunch of brothers, wasn't there? The Fiennes brothers.
Well, not brothers as such. Rafe actually did his sick form at the school in Salisbury, and also managed to appear in a performance of Man for All Seasons, which the critics gave a big thumbs up to. He was extraordinary. But he was in my English group, and the embarrassing thing was that he obviously knew a great deal more about everything than I did. So my position of teacher was nominal.
Robert Bolt, Man for All Seasons?
Yes.
And based on the life of
Thomas Moore.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to turn the tables on you, Nigel, and give you one or two questions. We were talking earlier at half-time about the 1966 England winning team. And in fact, that was one of your questions tonight, wasn't it? Who won the 1966 World Cup?
That was one of the few lionesses whose name was readily tripped on my tongue. So Beth England.
Right. Now, I'm not going to ask you about the World Cup in 1966, but the FA Cup. Which team won?
That was the Everton-Sheffield Wednesday.
Very good. Which team won?
I believe Edison did 3-2.
Mark yes.
Treble Cox scored 2.
Yes, and very good. And who is the other goal scorer then?
Haven't a clue.
Oh.
You don't forget a name like
McCalliog.
Was it?
Yeah.
Jim?
Jim McCalliog.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Saint.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's
another one.
2 Saints you've told me about tonight.
McCalliog played for Saints in the 76 Cup final where we beat Manchester United.
1-0?
1-0. Bobby Stokes.
Mm.
83rd minute. There was nothing in it. Sorry.
Anyway, Nigel, hope to see you again for the next quiz when it's my turn
to
ask the questions, and I dare say your team will be in with a shout.
I will go and brush up on Wikipedia immediately.
Thank you very much, and thanks for tonight's quiz. It was
my
great
pleasure.
Fun.
My pleasure.